Daniel, in your other life form, you're chair of a major department in the School of Public Health that trains young humans to become hospital administrators, or at least some of your trainees will become hospital administrators. How are you teaching them to design a system where patient engagement is part of the deal?
Yes, I'm the chair of the Department of Health Policy and Management at the Gehling School of Global Public Health. I have to say that patient engagement should be a more important part of our curriculum. And we teach a lot of hard skills, and I think we do a very good job of conveying hard skills to our students. So hard skills are like financial analysis, marketing analysis, statistical analysis, operational analysis. And what Celeste just described, I will classify as sort of soft skills, the understanding of human beings, the human needs, the strategies to engage people, patients in this case, in interaction with patients, as well as helping fellow patients to become, to deal with their struggles, particularly at the beginning of the illness journey. Programs like ours should pay more attention to that kind of soft skills. And we still have a long way to go to build patient engagement and others, people management skills into our curriculum.
Yeah, I don't think we do a good job with our residents in the Department of Medicine teaching them these skills either.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a whole part of the educational process that is escaped as much attention as it needs. So you're right, Celeste. You've used the word patient-focused or patient-centered a lot, but it's not clear to me that we're really achieving that. Everybody worries about patient satisfaction scores. Mm-hmm. It's not clear to me that patient satisfaction scores actually equate mm-hmm. to what you've just described. How do we change our environment?
Yeah, because what it is you're absolutely correct, is what ends up happening, and even Daniel using the softer side, I call it the softer side of Sears, when we talk about patient-centered care, let's say about that, that promotes patient engagement, what we're really talking about here is a process that should sit in the Office of Clinical Affairs, right? Because nothing can happen unless we are walking hand-in-hand with the administrators on changing a system, because it's the system and it's the practice that are going to allow us to engage these patients to improve our outcomes. People start to, they really think about it as customer service, patient satisfaction. You know, they're trying to figure out the tools to manage or to evaluate how these things work. But the way that I try to tell people is that's not what we're doing. Because when you're talking about customer service, you're talking about patient satisfaction, especially now with value-based purchasing, with incentives, right? For me, it's always, what's the carrot to get people to do this work? Right now, it is a value-based incentives, and how do we improve our outcomes, and how do we improve patient satisfaction, et cetera. What those things are is you're doing things to the patient, and you're doing things for the patient, right? So that's where we set up our practice. Like when you're talking about administrators, you're talking about, you know, how's our parking, how's the cafeteria food, how's this, you know, the silence, you know, the quiet space. All those things are important. But it's as administrators and as people who are running a business, which we are, that's really doing, what can we do to do things to and for the patient to improve those things, right? What I'm talking about is something completely different. What I'm talking about is what can we do with the patient and the caregiver to not only improve the outcomes, but to truly make the healthcare experience and what it is that we're doing as physicians and administrators better, right? To have our patients with diabetes improve and not actually end up on dialysis. How do we actually have that quality and that safety start to be improved? And by having these people engaged and a part of our team. It's a very systematic way of doing it. It's like bringing on a whole group of people and training them to be your team members.